Test 7.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
My parents both worked when I was young, so they were out of the house quite a lot. I used to be looked after by my grandma and granddad. They'd take me out to the park and we had a lot of fun, and then my parents would pick me up when they finished work. I was a very happy child, and I still have a great relationship with them today.
Speaker 2.
I had to work really hard to make friends because we had to move house quite often. Dad was in the army and they would send him to another job and we'd all have to follow him. It's not easy suddenly to arrive in a new place when you're 8 or 11 or 13, but we managed. My sister was quite shy and I think it was harder for her.
Speaker 3.
You wouldn't think it to look at me now, but I was a real city kid. I love the farm, and my own children love it too, but it's nothing like my life back then. We lived in a block of flats near a motorway. I never dreamed that one day I'd be the sort of person who likes looking after animals. I haven't been back, and I wonder sometimes whether it's changed. I know I have.
Speaker 4.
Until I was about 18, we lived next door to a garage, and it was really noisy and smelly. There were always lots of cars around, and I used to wish that we lived in the countryside, because I hated the smell of oil and petrol. It was close to Mum's work, though, so we couldn't really move. I was glad when I finally went away to university and found somewhere else to live.
Speaker 5.
There's a supermarket there now, but when I was little, there were a few houses and a small park there. We used to play in the park and we had really nice neighbours. They knocked the houses down about 10 years ago. It's strange to think that those places only exist in my memory now. I sometimes think about those days when I visit that supermarket.
Speaker 6.
Well, of course I went to boarding school, which meant that I slept at school, staying there even at weekends, and only went home in the holidays. I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. I had lots of friends there, and there was a lot to do. But I do remember missing my family at times. Well, I rarely saw them when I was a child, really.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
My parents both worked when I was young, so they were out of the house quite a lot. I used to be looked after by my grandma and granddad. They'd take me out to the park and we had a lot of fun. And then my parents would pick me up when they finished work. I was a very happy child and I still have a great relationship with them today.
Speaker 2.
I had to work really hard to make friends because we had to move house quite often. Dad was in the army and they would send him to another job and we'd all have to follow him. It's not easy suddenly to arrive in a new place when you're 8 or 11 or 13, but we managed. My sister was quite shy, and I think it was harder for her.
Speaker 3.
You wouldn't think it to look at me now, but I was a real city kid. I love the farm, and my own children love it too, but it's nothing like my life back then. We lived in a block of flats near a motorway. I never dreamed that one day I'd be the sort of person who likes looking after animals. I haven't been back, and I wonder sometimes whether it's changed. I know I have.
Speaker 4. Until I was about 18, we lived next door to a garage, and it was really noisy and smelly. There were always lots of cars around. And I used to wish that we lived in the countryside, because I hated the smell of oil and petrol. It was close to Mum's work, though, so we couldn't really move. I was glad when I finally went away to university and found somewhere else to live. Speaker 5.
There's a supermarket there now, but when I was little, there were a few houses and a small park there. We used to play in the park and we had really nice neighbours. They knocked the houses down about 10 years ago. It's strange to think that those places only exist in my memory now. I sometimes think about those days when I visit that supermarket.
Speaker 6.
Well, of course I went to boarding school, which meant that I slept at school, staying there even at weekends, and only went home in the holidays. I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. I had lots of friends there, and there was a lot to do. But I do remember missing my family at times. Well, I rarely saw them when I was a child, really.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.